The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good morning, Vietnam!
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Goonies never say die!
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
It means it's time once again to go behind the scenes of a movie classic, and this week it's the 2014 action comedy Kingsman: The Secret Service. To tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's the story here?
Well, this is the most tongue-in-cheek James Bond send-up you've ever seen. It's just a fabulous fantasy, and for anybody who just likes their action movies with a lot of tongue-in-cheek, then they've got this. And Colin Firth is a representative of Kingsman, which is the Secret Service, and they are a society of do-gooders and world problem solvers. And he's on the hunt for new recruits, and he goes to this washed-up East End pub and meets this young fella who's got an attitude, and he's explaining to him why he thinks he's right for them.
So where was you posted, Iraq or something?
Sorry, Eggsy, classified.
But my dad saved your life, yeah?
The day your father died, I missed something. And if it weren't for his courage, my mistake would have cost the lives of every man present. So I owe him. Your father was a brave man. A good man. And having read your files, I think you'd be bitterly disappointed in the choices you've made.
You can't talk to me like that.
Huge IQ, great performance at primary school. And it all went tits up. Drugs, petty crime, never had a job.
Oh, you think there's a lot of jobs going around here, do you?
Doesn't explain why you gave up your hobbies. First prize, regional under-10s gymnastics, 2 years in a row. Your coach had you pegged as Olympic team material.
Yeah, well, when you go around someone like my stepdad, you pick up new hobbies pretty quick.
And of course, always someone else's fault. Who's to blame for you quitting the Marines? You're halfway through training, doing brilliantly, but you gave up.
Because my mum went mental, banging on about losing me as well as my dad. Didn't want me being cannon fodder for snobs like you, judging people like me from your ivory towers with no thought about why we do what we do. We ain't got much choice, you get me?
Very straight at this point, you know, Bond-like and serious, but then it evolves.
Well, it does, because it's based on a comic book. It's based on a comic book by Mark Miller, and it's outrageous. But the director is Matthew Vaughn, who did Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class, and Jane Goldman, who was also responsible for Kick-Ass and who happens to be married to Jonathan Ross. So it comes from a really strong pedigree. They had a lot of money to make this movie. They had $85 million to spend, and so they spent every cent of it you see on screen, because it is outrageous. It's stylish, it's beautiful, it's lavish, it's just got everything going on. So Colin Firth is somebody who feels he owes a debt of gratitude to Taron Egerton's father. And Taron Egerton is our young hero. He plays Eggsy. And Taron Egerton, as an actor, had literally just graduated from RADA. He's just out, fresh-faced, and he is plucked from obscurity and given this starring role. And my God, he grabs it with both hands. He's so phenomenal. Most of you will probably know him as the young Elton John in Rocketman. He played Elton John, and he was brilliant in that and won the Golden Globe for it. But in this, he just excels, because he's got the cheeky chappy charm, but he's also a great young action man. He's able to do it all. Mark Strong, the British character actor, said that this film will be to Bond what Kick-Ass was to superhero films. And Matthew Vaughn described it as a love letter to the old-time Bond films and the super spy films like The Avengers, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and In Like Flynn.
Okay, so, now you have another clip, which is where we begin to get the tongue-in-cheek element of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's set in a tailor's in Savile Row, and that is the front for where Kingsman, the organization, gather, and it's where they run their operation from. And Colin Firth has an assignment to bring young Eggsy there, and he brings him to show what is in store and what kind of armory they've got.
An Oxford is any formal shoe with open lacing. This additional decorative piece is called broguing.
Oxford's not brogues.
Words to live by, Eggsy. Words to live by. Try a pair. Your weapon scores are excellent, by the way. These you're familiar with, and this is our standard issue pistol. It's quite unique, as you'll see. It also fires a shotgun cartridge for use in messy, close-range situations. How do they feel?
Yeah, good.
Now do your very best impersonation of a German aristocrat's formal greeting. No, Eggsy.
That is sick.
In the old days, they had a phone in the heel as well.
How do I get it back in?
Well, it's coated in one of the fastest-acting neurotoxins known to man, so very carefully. Now, I've had a lot of fun with this. One of our finest examples of chemical engineering. A poison, harmless when ingested, but at a time convenient to you, can be remotely activated. Primed. Lethal.
Primed, lethal. I bet they had a lot of fun making it. Did they make any money on the 85 they invested?
Oh, they certainly did. It took 414 million worldwide, and it won the Empire Award for Best British Film. But the critics adored it, and The Guardian in particular, they said, the spirit of 007 is all over this movie, but Vaughn's script has a license to poke fun. No one involved in the production can believe they're getting away with making such a batshit Bond.
Very good. I must look at it again. I saw it years ago, and it certainly sounds like a recommendation for the weekend. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.